The 26th Japanese Film Festival is the largest celebration of Japanese film in Australia. This year's program is back in cinemas and is touring the country and launches in Perth on the 21st of November. Well, that being today, this year's program is filled with adventures big and small for JFF cinephiles to dive into, with stories that challenge long-standing truths and portray the diversity of the human experience. Audiences can expect powerful historical drama from the opening night film Dreaming of the Meridian Arc, profound portrayals of the human psyche and intolerance, and quirky cinematic experiences from action film Baby Assassins. Festival programmer Manase Udumvale joins me now to talk about the upcoming festival and what it's like to be a programmer. Good morning, Manase.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure, mate. How long have you been in the role?
So I've been a programmer at the Japanese Film Festival for just over 2 years now. So this year will be the second time I'm helping out with the festival.
So is there a theme to the 26th Japanese Film Festival?
Yes, there is kind of a theme. Every year we try to have, like, you know, a loose theme, and this year it's the diversity of the human experience. So, you know, at this year's JFF, we have a lot of films exploring a wide range of stories that challenge all truths and also showcase, like I said, a diverse range of human experiences and emotions. And yeah, it's really a mixed bag. So we've got films like Baby Assassins, which is a really funny action comedy about two teenage assassins, and we also have films like film In the Wake, which is a more serious murder mystery that also delves into some interesting social issues in Japan.
For those out there that aren't really aware of Japanese cinema, it has played a massive part in influencing Hollywood and Western cinema, hasn't it? I mean, one of my favourite films is Seven Samurai, all the way back to Akira Isagawa, which has really produced so many movies from that point onwards. So many American Westerns came from Seven Samurai. What are some of your favourite films in this festival?
Oh, okay. So one of my favourite films in this festival has to be Lesson in Murder. And it's a psychological thriller. And I'm not even usually a fan of scary films that much, but I really enjoyed this one. So it's about a college student who suddenly receives a letter from a serial killer who, you know, is in jail for killing around 24 high school students. And he writes to this student claiming that one of the murders that he was charged for wasn't his own. And he asks the student to investigate. And in doing so, he uncovers a lot of shocking secrets. And in some ways, the murder and the murder cases become somewhat personal to him. So it's a very good, very bone-chilling movie. And the main actor who plays the serial killer is also very creepy in the performance. I think that alone makes it worth watching.
Watching from in between your fingers, yeah, as you're holding your hand over your eyes,
exactly.
Right? How important is it to share the festival with people around Australia? I mean, is this an important cultural connection?
Yeah, I think it is important for us to share this festival with people around Australia. I mean, we've been doing it for 26 years now, so there's clearly a good level of demand for Japanese films to show here. Also, in particular, for Japanese people in Australia and fans of Japanese culture, the Japanese Film Festival is pretty much the only time of year where they'll get to see Japanese films like these in cinemas. So we love being able to make that experience possible. You know, the way Japanese films are made, they are quite different to how Western films are produced. So I think it's great for people to be exposed to a different kind of cinema, especially at festivals, and not just from Japan, but from, you know, all sorts of countries.
How would you illustrate that difference to give people that aren't familiar with Japanese cinema an idea of just how it varies from cinema they might be used to seeing?
Well, I would say that Japanese films, they're definitely usually catered to Japanese audiences. So usually the issues that they focus on are more relevant to a Japanese audience. So by watching them, people can be exposed to different social issues in that way. And just in terms of style, Japanese films can often be more ambiguous, and they're not really as self-explanatory as Western films, in my opinion. So just by watching them, you can get to, understand film in a different way.
Oh, and I guess you can get to understand us in a different way. It's how somebody else is viewing us, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Now, you've got Dreaming of the Meridian Arc taking up the opening night. You have to appeal to a pretty diverse crowd that are sometimes keener for a night out than a serious film experience on an opening night. How do you choose the opening night's film?
Yep, so like you mentioned, we always try to choose an opening film that will be appeal to most people and that will be entertaining for most audiences. And we also try to choose one that's a bit fancier, a bit higher production, and also one that, represents Japanese culture well, because we are the Japanese Film Festival, obviously. So I think we really achieved that with our opening film this year. Dreaming of the Meridian Arc is a period drama all about the story of the first map of Japan, and it's set in both the present day and the Edo period. So you get to see the actors playing kind of dual roles, and they play people in the present and also the past. In terms of the story, it's about the main character Ikemoto, who needs to bring tourism to his tiny city of Katori, and he gets this idea to make a TV drama about the first person ever to complete a map of Japan. But when he digs deeper into it, he finds out that this person didn't actually create the final map and that he died before his life's work was completed. So it's a very interesting story that's partially true, but it's also very entertaining, very witty. And that's also why we chose it, because it's a very entertaining film that will appeal to most people.
Now, I'm sure people can grab the information they need online because it's pretty well served, the Japanese Film Festival, by its website. Just go japanesefilmfestival.net and you'll pretty much head in the right direction. Where are we going to head out to in Perth to catch these films?
So in Perth, the Japanese Film Festival is taking place at Palace Marine Square. And in terms of getting tickets, like you said, you can find out pretty much everything you need at our website, japanesefilmfestival.net. There you can book tickets, or you can also call the venues to reserve your seats.
Well, as a long-term fan of Japanese Film Festival, I'll certainly be catching a few of those myself. Manasseh, thank you so much for joining us this morning on RTR-FM On the Record.
Yes, thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you. That's Manasseh Udonvale, film programmer for the upcoming Japanese Film Festival. And as we just mentioned, you can find more about the Japanese Film Festival at japanesefilmfestival.net. It's that simple. Type it into the browser. Away you go. Get yourself some tickets.